Ladies and gentlemen, I present Pod Show's Poet Laureate, Melvin P. LaBeouf.
Roses are red, commercials are lame, for domain names and hosting, GoDaddy's the name.
Hi everyone, it's Madge Weinstein. I'm fat. Lesbian, and I'm going to take a call right now and make a call. Let's see. Am I here? I'm here. Oh, by the way, theme song? Sure, why not? Yeah, hit it. Sounds awfully low in volume, doesn't it? I should make a playlist for this. Get fucked. Well, I have a fat person coming on the line. You'll never guess who it is. I just make sure my audio is set up properly.
Hi, you have reached Andy Melvin.
God damn it, you fat
fuck. Your call at the moment, so please leave me a message and I will get back.
Fucking asshole, what's the story there? He's not fucking answering. Your Skype ain't working. I get voice mails. Hey, fuck. What the hell is that? That's bullshit. Antonio Vincitor. I don't know what she's doing.
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
That's right, Maybell. Motor mouth. Well, I'll play a voicemail here.
Hello, Madge. I'm just watching your video clip from 1999 and absolutely love it. The video quality is, like, superb. Looks like you were using one of the little Sony cams or whatever it is. Anyway, I love hearing about the technology behind, like, all your stuff. So if you want to talk about the camera you actually used when you were doing it. Anyway, keep up the great work. I hope you're feeling better. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Why, because you masturbate about me? Listen, tell me your name. I'm very happy to get compliments, but tell me your name, please. That's very nice. I can't tell you how much it means to me when people compliment on the videos. Because, you know, despite the fact that they're a gazillion times more popular than this schlocky radio, so-called radio business, people don't tend to comment. I guess because I don't have big enough tits. Mastectomy discrimination, I think. All right, let's go to another while we wait for mysterious, who knows who it is. I'll give you a hint. What? God damn it, what the hell happened there?
A coffee-eating, dog-smelling, pussy-eating bitch.
That's right. And I don't know why she's fat, but perhaps...
She walks around looking like she needs surgery because she's probably pregnant with about 9 babies. And she's big, short, titties weigh about 45 pounds apiece.
I bet you don't know who I'm talking about, do you? You don't? I'll give you another hint. Let's see.
Well, maybe she want to suck a dog dick.
That's not really a hint, is it? But here's another hint here's a hint.
A coffee-eating, dog-smelling pussy. She walks around looking like she needs surgery because she's probably pregnant with about 9 babies. And she's big, short, titties weigh about 45 pounds apiece, cock-sucking hoe. Well, maybe she want to suck a dog dick. She walks around looking like she needs surgery because she's probably pregnant with about 9 babies.
Oh, God, I'm so bored with myself. I'm not bored. So I went to saw my friend Bill Haddad the other day. And he's doing well. You'll all be interested. Here's some more voicemails.
Hi, Madge. This is Richard in San Diego.
Could you speak up, for Christ's sake?
553. I like it when you do those drive-around shows. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is you've been talking about
your
birthday.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I'm playing voicemails. Can you hear it? The guy's not talking very loudly.
It's been 40. I can't hear it very loudly.
Yeah, fuck him. All right. Sorry. Listen, oh, Mr. Shit. Voicemail for Madge, 2070302. I'm sorry I couldn't hear it, but I'll figure out a way to make it louder since you suck so much. So, Andy, wait, I've been giving hints to the audience. You want to hear the hints that I've been giving them? Now they know it's you.
Yeah.
She walks around looking like she needs surgery because she's probably pregnant with about 9 babies.
How about that for a hint?
Okay.
What about this?
Well, she probably had it up. Oh. Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
What do you think? Would you have guessed it were you?
I'm not doing any of that.
You weren't. So, you have good news, and what is it?
I lost half an inch.
Around your waist?
Uh-huh.
That is fantastic. Wow, congratulations. So the diet's really working. How long have you been on it now?
2 months.
What's so fucking funny? Like, I'm supposed to remember your goddamn life?
2 months to lose half an inch.
Yeah, but you're really huge. 2 inches means you've lost a ton of pounds. You know? I mean, when you weigh, the more you weigh, you know, or something. I don't know. Insert encouragement here. Let's hear another voicemail. We can comment on it together. Since are you recording this too, just in case?
I'm trying to. I hope it's working.
Okay. Well, I hope mine's working too. Oh, here's a blank message. Oh, that's great.
Hey, Matt, Sharon and Tampon. Oh, thanks so much for calling me a cunt, you fucking whore.
You're a cunt.
And so I hear you like poetry. Well, you know, I ain't going into the whole poetry and odes and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
But my Irish grandmother did give me the gift.
Okay, see, fortunately with Ubercaster, I'm allowed to pause when people are cunts. But she's going to deliver poetry. Do you have any comments so far, Andy?
No, not really.
She likes ice cream a lot. She likes Ben and Jerry's.
I've never had that. We don't get that in Tennessee.
You don't? Oh, God.
Nope. I've never seen it.
Have you ever had Haagen-Dazs?
No, not that I can recall.
What kind of ice cream have you had there? Homemade?
Mayfield.
Never heard of it. Oh, well.
Gift of Limerick. So, here it goes. There's a whore named Madge. She has a yeasty vag. It drips and it smells. And when she comes, she yells, "Oh, fuck me, I'm fat. I'm Madge." And that other fat whore, Wanda.
Oh.
Wanda is losing weight. She thinks that it is great. But we are sick of the talk. We are ready to walk of the diet we are all happy to hate.
You cocksucking whore.
Have a lovely day and frickin' cold. It's 87 here, and yeah, time to come down to Floriturd, yeah. You know. So nice and pretty. Bye.
Yeah, so nice and pretty. Wait till it falls into the goddamn ocean. Do you know Sharon? What do you think about the Sharon from Tampon? She's fat, too.
Oh, really?
She says she is. So she is.
She doesn't sound fat.
How can you tell? You don't sound fat. You don't have a fat voice.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Do you know how... can you imitate a fat voice?
Hello, honey.
That's not a fat voice. That's a retarded Cheryl disaster of a human being. That's
excuse
not...
me.
Well, you got the lisp down. That's good. Boy, the Cheryl impersonators keep getting better. Excuse me. Oh, fuck. All right, let's hear another one. Let's see here. I can't believe you motivated me to do a show. Maybe we can call the tranny wreck. It's probably too early over there.
Hey, Matt. Yeah.
Oh, it's the same fucking message. What's this? Well, you can sing along, Andy. Work it out. Wear the thing. Oh, my whorehole hurts. I don't know what this is or who sent it. This is Divine, I think. She was fat, too. She died of asphyxiation because she was...
A-B-C-D. Hey.
chocolate eating, dog smelling, pussy eating bitch.
Oh, fuck that. This is stupid. Oh, no. Let's see. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Divine singing the alphabet? What kind of drugs does that take? Sing already, you stupid whore.
I don't know what to sing.
No, not you. Different stupid whore.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, elementary. B is for boys.
Boys!
G is for girls.
Girls!
Is for money.
Money.
X is for ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
F is for fat. D is for dead.
Everybody say A.
A.
J is for John Travolta, who replaced you. Can't believe they have John Travolta replacing Divine. That is fucking sick.
Who's John Travolta?
You don't know who John Travolta is? For real?
That was a joke.
D!
D!
It was hilarious.
Say D!
D!
E!
E!
F is for... I is for me. Divine!
Divine!
S is for suck. Do you like that song, Andy?
Not really.
Me neither. Okay, let's hear this message.
Bitch, I know you like complaints.
Oh,
turn
no.
your audio up, you fucking bitch. And I know you don't post-product anything. So turn your whatever, your gain up. So we can actually hear you when we're driving in the car, you fucking bitch. I know you love complaints. You're probably telling me to fuck off right now. Oh, how original.
Mary.
Love you.
She walks around look like she needs surgery because she's probably pregnant with about 9 babies.
I wish I had a recording of Mabel saying he take it up the ass in back of trucks with a bunch of shit in his ass. Sound like comp. My levels were bad like once or twice, and that was because I used the Adderall to record. She is a queen. And plus, that was on.
Mm-hmm.
She listens on Sirius, and Sirius controls the levels for me. I don't control the levels. Fat ass. He's with Podshow now. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. He said that the other night.
He told you on his show.
Or he was on Skype or something like that.
Or I said it. Wait. Oh fuck!
Yeah.
I almost played the wrong one. Okay. Now this is from Simon Toon. He sent me two messages, and I'm supposed to play this one first.
Hi, Matt. Simon Toon here. I was thinking, as you're not allowed to talk about President Bush anymore, and you can't do the weekly presidential address reactions, and...
Okay, this has gone on long enough. It's just an exaggeration. I can talk about whatever I want, just to clarify.
And you've got to do the vaginal...
It's just boring.
...yeast, talking about vaginal yeast instead... How about
okay.
you do a reaction to the Queen's speech from Christmas? I include a copy for your convenience. Take care, Madge.
Oh, okay.
I have lived long enough to know that things never remain quite the same for very long. One of the things that has not changed all that much for me is the celebration of Christmas.
Oh.
It remains a time when I tried to put aside the anxieties of the moment.
Well, maybe she wanted to suck a dog dick.
Christ was born.
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis. Cotton-eating, dog-smelling, pussy-eating bitch.
Why
you trying to get me fat? You better watch your own ugly ass. You probably going before I do. You cock-sucking hoe. Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
The birth of a baby brings great happiness. But then the business of growing up begins.
What the fuck do you know? Like, you ever raised kids, you stupid old whore?
Care of parents and other members of the family.
Yes, I killed my daughter-in-law because she was marrying a sand nigger.
As with any team, there is strength in combination.
She walks around looking like she needs surgery because she's all the ass up and with a bar being a man. She won't watch your older lady. She's not going to be a cocksucking bitch.
but the pressures of modern life sometimes seem to be weakening.
Wow. She's boring.
What?
The queen is boring.
We can try calling Cheryl. Or you can talk about something interesting, God forbid.
Yeah. God forbid that would happen.
How is your family doing? Like I care.
I don't know.
Huh? Are you still in the CLOSCT with them?
Mm-hmm.
What about your sister? Is she still bothering you about dating?
Yep.
And what'd you tell her?
Nothing. I just kind of sit there like, mm-hmm, yeah, whatever.
You should just tell her you're a faggot and make her think you're joking. That's what I would do. I'm a faggot. Leave me alone. Don't you think? Seriously, she won't believe you.
Yeah, then I'd have even more problems.
Why?
Hello?
Rael, I need to talk to Cheryl. And I don't care what she doing. I don't care where she be.
Hello? Why do you sound so echoey, honey?
I do not sound... Do I sound echoey? I'm calling you on the goddamn Skype. I got Andy Meltzer down the line.
You're very echoey, honey.
What?
You are a little echoey.
Maybe it's because my headphones are too close. Is that better?
I fucking hate you.
Oh, God.
No, it's not.
Listen, we have good news. Andy has good news. Tell us again, please.
I lost half an inch.
From your penis.
It's from his waist. You're supposed to be supportive, you dumb whore.
Excuse me?
You're supposed to be supportive, you mean, ugly, ugly, ugly whore.
I could be supportive when I can't understand you, honey.
You can't? Well, I don't know why.
You're so echoey.
All right, let me try turning something off here. God, you're always complaining about my sound. Hold on. Oh, blah, 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 yourself. No, I can't fix it, because that would mean I would have to stop the recording, and then we'd end up in another situation. Because, all right, fine, hold on. You won't hear me for a second. Hold on. You should still be able to talk to Andy, though. Hold on. Stupid whore. Get fucked. Hello? Pro Rail. So, you were going to be nice to a melting turd? What?
Kike Dyke.
I'm a Kike Dyke, yes.
Yes. Sorry, Melton. I was just wondering, where did you lose the nymphs from, honey?
My waist.
Oh, that's pretty good. Congratulations.
Whatever.
Do you know what your body mass index is, Andy?
100%.
No, body. It's an index. It's like a number. Like mine's like 28 or something.
I'm 100% fat.
You're all fat? You must have at least some.
Mostly.
Can you see your penis yet?
Maybe in the legs.
Can you at least?
My legs are probably muscle.
Right.
Probably not.
Right.
Because I got to carry all this around.
Where you been, Mary?
Yeah. Where? Who's been? Me? Mm-hmm. Well, I've been in the shame spiral, honey, because I'm dieting and means I have no energy. So I went to the psychiatrist, and he said, you know what, Madge? You're ugly, and you're on. Okay. You need your problem is the dopamine and. See, he over sedated me, and I knew this. And I told him last time. He said, "Please, I'm too tired. Can you please take me off these pills?" But you know, when you're one of these recovering peoples from the drugs, you can't do anything the doctor doesn't tell you. It's like against the rules. So I had to take all the pills. And then finally, I said, "Look, I'm sleeping half the day. I'm not depressed, but I can't leave the house, even to." Take out the trash because I'm afraid of the old lady in a house dress with her tits down to her knees. She's going to say hi to me. Right. And, well, I'm not that afraid of her. It's just that she's so old I feel embarrassed because I want to suck on him and hit him, slap him, you know.
Sure.
Because you know them is real. When they hang down to the knees, you know them is real. Reals. All right, so where was I? What was I going to do? I was looking
to go to the grocery store.
Well, that can wait, can't it? You're always doing something. You're always getting ready to do something.
Well, you know, I'm a busy woman.
You know what?
I'm a 25-year-old busy woman. When's your birthday anyway, honey?
Bitch, you know what? While you trying to get me fired, you better watch your own ugly ass. You probably going before I do, you cocksucking hoe.
Okay. March 30th, what'd you get me?
I ain't getting you nothing, and that's it.
You cocksucking hoe.
Okay.
You know what Mabel said about...
that shitty software again, you're going to lose this whole thing.
No, Andy's recording it too as a backup.
Because I'm
smart. Wait, did I play the... Oh, we did the Queen's broadcast. That was so boring.
I have lived long enough to know that things never remain quite the same for very long. One of the things that has not changed all that much for me is the celebration of Christmas.
Kill me.
It remains
I try to put aside the anxieties of the moment and remember that Christ was born to bring peace and tolerance to a troubled world.
Well, she probably had it up the dog's ass or sucking his penis.
Jesus naturally turns our thoughts to all newborn children.
Abortion, what?
It was nice talking to you, honey.
Don't hang up, Cheryl.
Well, you, I mean, I didn't mean like
that. You have time for that boring tech show. You have time for me. What the hell was that? You go in this tech show? What the hell was that show? What the fuck was that?
It was an online...
Cheryl got lazy and just used some of my keypods.
What? But she didn't even... She introduced herself, you know, about my daycare center, and these people just ignored her.
It was hilarious. They didn't even know what was going on.
Not really.
So retarded.
Did they hear you?
Yes.
Well, why didn't they say anything?
I think they didn't know what to say. You know, I'm so...
Well, why didn't Mikey... Why does Mikey Pod always have to act... like he's on their side. You know what I mean?
Well, because I wasn't supposed to be at that conference.
Who cares? Why weren't you supposed to? They don't allow smokers? Non-smoking...
They didn't pay for it, honey.
Oh, you have to pay for it?
Yes.
What conference is it? For his This Is Real Good
was
or whatever?
Last year, you fucking bitch. Back in the day when people thought that they'd all make money doing the podcast and have it for their full-time job. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean like
I
me?
I ain't getting paid to do this crap.
A coffee-eating, dog-smelling, pussy-eating bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's big, short, titties weigh about 45 pounds apiece.
44 a pound piece now, I bet.
Okay. Well, it's been about 30 minutes.
Did you weigh your... Don't fucking rush me, you asshole. Tell me something...
Well, I gotta go in a minute. I need to get shit done, you fucking bitch.
Oh, they're gonna be all out of everything. God forbid. God forbid you should have time for Madge. God forbid you should have time for me. Oh, no. We have plenty of time to play to repeat a tech show from, you know, from God knows when.
You know, I put up something unlike you who doesn't put up a program.
You know why? Because people don't give a shit. Why should I put up a program when I put up a program the day before and nobody comments? You know what I mean?
Right.
Seriously, that's my thing now. I'm happy to do a show every day, but I have to do motivation. I can't just be like, oh, I'm putting out a show just for my wonderful audience. When they don't even have the decency to write back and say, hey, that was funny, that sucked. That was stupid, I hate you.
I know how you hate all those reality programs, you know.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
But I was watching one of them programs on the American Idol, which is retarded. But anyways, so apparently they had some contest where people were, you know, text message to win a trip to be on the program and whatnot.
And
in true American fashion, they showed the winner, and I almost shit my pants because
what?
Hey, look here, I'll show you a picture. You can post it on the post.
Oh, can
so
I?
You're gonna die.
He's retorted. He looks retarded.
And the woman looking at him.
She's Chinese. And what did he win?
The one that won, honey.
I bet it was rigged. They did that on purpose so that they can make fun of him.
No, but nobody knew what to say, and like the host didn't even talk to him or nothing. You know, because if he was hot, then they would have been on TV more, okay?
Look at how he's clapping like a idol. He's clapping like Corky or that little maxi pad girl. What is that? How does that go?
He was clapping for himself, honey.
I love when people do that. That's I get so annoyed when people clap for themselves or get the clap.
He did, 'cause I think he didn't even know what was going on.
Uh-huh.
His middle name was Melvin.
Was it?
Yes, the thing in his cousin.
Uh-huh.
Do you like mm-hmm. that name?
I was just sorry, I was reading a message from Steve Horace. He's going to the Windows Developers Conference, he says, this year.
Oh, that sounds horrid.
Oh, no, that's worldwide. It must be, it's the Mac Developers Conference.
Yes.
Cheryl, how's your love?
About 30 minutes.
Fuck you, it has not. I haven't even been recording for 30 minutes, and you were only on for...
But I need to go to the grocery, honey.
Okay, 5 minutes. When I've been recording for 31...
Hurry up.
God, you are so ugly. Did you see...
I want to fucking get home before noon, you fucking bitch. I got shit to do.
Where are you? Where are you now?
Home.
Well, you're there, then. You're home by noon. What's the big deal?
No, I need to get the grocery done so I have food, and then I need to start on my work.
You cocksucking hoe.
Listen, what did you think of the Academy Awards? Did you watch the Barbara Walters or anything?
No. Oh, God. No. Who cares?
Well, tell me something. I need a topic, for Christ's sake. I have nothing to talk about. I've been in the house all goddamn week masturbating my vagina. Somebody talk about something. You complain you want a show. Well, I need something to fucking talk about, you assholes.
Talk to Andy Melvin.
About what? He just sits there and says, who cares? I told him to come out of the closet, but just pretend he's kidding. Like, all right, I'm a faggot. Now leave me alone. Like,
sure,
pretend he's kidding.
Sure.
Cheryl, sure. How's your love life?
Sucks. Sounds.
Why? People don't ugly... People don't like ugly tan.
Have a Skype calling number, honey.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I call you from the car, and then I can talk for a few more minutes.
Oh, that would be good.
What is your number?
Maybe when you get to, by the time you get to the car, you'll think of something interesting to say.
Oh, sure.
Let's see, Skype. I gotta find my number. Hold on. What's going on? Sounds like you got something new in your throat. You been sucking some cock or pussy?
Oh, a little.
What'd you got down there? Did you hear Al Sharpton's related to Strom Thurmond?
Yeah, who cares?
I think it's funny. They were talking about it on the black radio station, my friend Jeanette says.
B-L-A-C-K?
Why?
No. B-L-A-Q-U-E, honey.
Is that how they do it now?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate. Oh, it says this is for one.
What's
says
your
free
fucking number, you bitch?
Celebrate the year of the pig with 24 free minutes of calls to China. Oh, goody.
Ooh.
All right. We'll call China. I need a number to call. Okay, my number is 773. 831-4562.
All right. I will call you, honey.
Okay. Bye, whore. Get in the car, quick. Stupid bitch. And think of something funny. Make a song up. God, she's so dumb. Now what are we going to do?
Who knows? Kill ourselves?
Speak for yourself. I'm not killing myself, and you don't have a knife that long. I am not suicidal, honey.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I like food too much. You don't get to eat when you're
me
dead.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. So my diet's going well, thank you very much, though I have to get weighed today. I usually get weighed Wednesday, But I figured out that I lose more weight if I go to the meetings less often, because that's when you get weighed. It's such a simple thing, you know? Very simple.
I wish there was a scale that worked for me.
What do you mean?
I have to use a tape measure.
Do you have a scale? Oh, a scale. A scale.
Yeah.
What do you need to get a scale? Do you have a link or something? Do you have a link to what it would take to weigh you?
No, my sister got one that was supposed to weigh up to 400 pounds, but when I stepped on it, it said error.
You mean you're over 400? Is that what you're trying to say?
Probably.
You know what you could
and
do,
then
though?
Before it said error, it started going up and down like you would see in a cartoon, like a doll spinning out of control.
Did it have a bunch of springs pop out?
Well, she got the instructions out, and number 5, it said if you see error, remove the object immediately, or you could risk damaging the scale permanently.
Oh yeah. Well, you do have a scale then. You just have to when you can weigh 400, then it'll work. Maybe you should weigh yourself again. Hopefully. Maybe you weigh less than 400 by now.
I done it yesterday, and it still done the same thing.
Uh-huh. Well, you broke it then.
Probably. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, he says. Now I got to listen to that fucking Queen again.
I have lived long enough to know that things never remain quite the same for very long.
Right, whore.
One of the things that has not changed all that much for me is the celebration of Christmas.
Are you back?
It remains
Andy?
A time.
Yeah, I am now.
We're gonna listen to that fucking Queen. I didn't have anything to goddamn talk about. I want to call Tranny Wreck, but it's too early for her, don't you think?
It's 7:53 their time.
Is that too early for the transvestite?
Probably.
I could call
John
her.
John Long is on.
Oh, is she on Skype?
Mm-hmm.
Right now? Oh, okay. Let's put her on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that nasty mess on. She's probably all fat. Shame spiraled from the fat. They called her fat the whole time. Let's call this thing. What is that little icon of his? It looks like his lips. I think Cheryl lied.
Some kind of food, I think.
Oh, God damn it. Vagina, 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 vagina. Answer the phone. Stop eating. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. Goddamn fuck. Busy, it says. He can get fucked for all I care. Seriously. Oh, God. What about
He's
the Rob?
Lost
He's lost what?
He's lost weight.
He's Skype casting with listeners. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Like anybody listens
Who
to
cares?
That. Rob doesn't answer my calls anymore. Oh, wait. He's an asshole, too. I'm too good. I don't need you anymore. I have my own tech show that I do, even though I don't know how to put a RSS feed together. Let's see.
Don't have a real website, so I have to use LiveJournal.
I know. Nobody uses LiveJournal for a blog or for a podcast. I used it, like, for my first week. Because I originally had a blog on the. Maybe we can read poetry together. Let's see. Can you go to Craigslist and go to the Men for Men personals
sure.
for like Chicago and then find one to read?
Do you
want to
see the ones
it?
In Knoxville?
Yeah, sure, but it's got to be Men for Men. It's got to be a little bit dirty, you know.
Okay.
And then find one that's good, and then we'll share it, and we can. Or you can read it, whatever. So the gay expat refused me too. Thanks, gay expat. Thank you.
Ew, fraudy, come.
What?
Hi, I'm looking for a hot and hung guy under 30 to hook up with today to play. Must be in shape. Okay, that cancels me out. Good looking, that cancels me out too. And clean. Boring.
Yeah, right. Now, where's the... Did you send me that link? Oh, somebody's calling. It's Rilch. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Sheryl. How you doing?
I'm doing.
Are you in the car, yes. Cheryl?
Oh, yes, honey.
Do you use a Lady J when you have to go to the bathroom on the highway?
Do I what?
Do you use the Lady J?
What is this?
Oh, you have to Google that. It's a special device. It's a device. It's like a little thing you put around your vagina so you can pee like a man. So the like.
Oh,
they
well, I pee like a man anyway because I got an enlarged clitoris, honey.
But you don't pee out your clit.
I do.
Jesus Christ.
What?
You don't pee out your clitoris.
I do, you fucking bitch.
Does
ain't
it
nothing wrong with that, with a little bit of woman on woman loving.
Ew.
Does okay. It sting?
What?
Does it stink?
Sting.
Stink.
Sting.
Stink.
Stink? Well, of course it does. It's a vagina. Moon. Don't you know how that works?
Sting with a G.
Sting. Oh. Sometimes.
Oh, God, never mind.
It matters if I have the STDs or not, honey.
The DVD? Did you get the DVD of the STDs?
Yes, honey. I've got them all.
Who the fuck is sending me messages? Is that Bill Streeter?
I do not know her name. Moonski.
I was trying to get you a Craigslist link.
Did you say Moonski?
I got to sign into the other computer.
We were going to read some Craigslist. I keep getting these. Why does everybody masturbate on Saturday mornings? I keep getting all these weird messages from strangers on the iChat. Okay, shut up, Bill.
Girls.
Oh, let's see. Bigfoot enthusiast.
Big lips keep on trolling on them. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to see. Okay. Let's see. Hello. Max doing a.
Let's see. Yeah. Oh my God, somebody is going through the trash on the side of the street.
Join. What?
I could take a video for you, but oh no, they're not going to. Never mind. They're spreading sand. They thought they were going through the trash in the trash can because they look like they're homeless. But he's just, you know, making sure people don't sleep.
Cheryl, would you say something to end the serious portion, please?
Oh, thanks for listening to the serious radio, the new monopoly on satellite radio, honey.
Not yet.
Okay.
That's it? You're not going to tell? I always say get fucked at the end.
Get fucked.
Oh, get fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Monopoly, get fucked.
Do you want to hear the poem, Sharon, from Tampon made for me and Wanda?
What did she make for you?
A limerick.
Yes. Do it.
Okay, hold on, Nancy.
Slow.
Okay, slow dancing. Oh, my God.
Hello, Madge. I'm just watching your video clip from 1999 and absolutely love it. The video quality.
That's not it. Who the fuck are you?
Layups.
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 Is that Sharon? No. God damn it.
Kitty.
Hey, Madge, Sharon and Tampon. Oh, thanks so much for calling me a cunt.
You cocksucking hoe.
And so I hear you like poetry. Well, you know, I ain't going into the whole poetry and odes and blah, blah, blah. But my Irish grandmother did give me the gift of limerick. So,
oh, that's
here it
great.
Goes. There's a whore named Madge. She has a yeasty vag. It drips and it smells. And when she comes, she yells, oh, fuck me, I'm fat. What? I'm Madge. And that other fat whore, what? Wanda.
Not so fat
Wanda
anymore.
Wanda is losing weight. She thinks that it is great. But we are sick of the talk, we are ready to walk, of the diet we are all happy to hate. So,
okay.
Have a lovely day in frickin' cold.
Whatever. You know, she looks, Wanda looks like
Sharon
a dog, doesn't she?
fuck you. Sharon emailed Wanda and said, honey, I'm sick of you talking about your fucking diet. Shut up. And
Sharon is a feisty gal.
Wanda was all mean. She's all like, I do what I want, blah, blah, blah. And Sharon was like, okay, well, I guess I can find a different podcast to listen to, honey.
Did they pull each other's teeth out? Their hair? Hold on. Did they pull each other? Did they pull each other's weave out? Did they scratch each other with their fingernails?
No, they pulled their leaves down. And they say a name.
Listen, we have the Bill Streeter, A.K.A. Star Jones, on the line. How you doing, hello. Star? How you doing, Star, honey?
I'm fine. I'm.
Oh, hello, honey.
That's Cheryl.
Hi, Star Jones.
And that's the Andy Melton who lost a quarter of an inch from his blubber thing.
Oh, that's excellent. I've been trying to lose weight myself.
Yeah, how? What diet are you on?
The South Beach.
Me too, sort of. I'm Weight Watchers, which is like... You know, I thought of a new diet yesterday. I'm going to write a diet book. It's like Nutrisystem, but it's Utrisystem. And you just stick the food in your vagina instead of your mouth.
What if you don't have one?
That would probably work.
And if you're really hungry, you have to eat uterus vagina tasting food.
You can always put it in your urethra, honey.
No, I'm not like that other guy.
It works if you're a man. It works if you're a man or a woman.
Why?
Okay. I said, if you put it in your urethra instead of your vagina, then either a man or a woman could do the diet, and you can make more money selling your diet, honey.
Uh-huh. Good idea. So, but urethra system doesn't sound very good.
Burst me.
Burst you?
Yes.
You're already done be bursted.
Okay.
So I don't know what you'd be talking about.
I want to do your fetus, honey.
What happened? Who did we lose?
I'm your fetus. I'm your pelvis. Your vagina.
We lost Melturd. Hold on. I was calling Sheldon because I wanted her to...
I'm here.
You're here, but you're not on my screen anymore. That's Grizz.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on a group chat with Cheryl. Star Jones and Andy.
Andy, I love you.
And Andy Melton.
Are you at your place of employment?
I haven't actually. Well, I moved everything in last night, but I slept at my.
Oh, that's you moved into your job, honey. That's fine.
What about my job? It sounds like you have a tracheotomy.
Okay. So
Sheldon, can you speak up? You're coming in a little bit low.
What?
Sheldon, can you speak up?
Yes, I can speak up. Sorry.
I was just talking about my new diet. I'm writing a diet. It's called Utrisystem. Utrisystem. Yeah, and what you do is you can eat as much as you want, but you got to stick the food in your vagina. And if you're really hungry,
can you just stick it in your barf cyst, honey?
On what?
Can you stick it in your barf cyst?
My barf cyst?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, that won't work.
Yeah, okay.
Seems like that would cause a yeast infection.
It would, yeah.
She likes fat, honey.
Yeah, I know. No, wait. What? I thought Madge was anti-yeast infection.
No.
Oh.
She just plays that on TV.
I thought that was the point. I'm sorry.
TV.
I've been listening to the show all this time, and I thought.
So, Andy, will you tell Sheldon your big news?
Tell me.
I lost half an inch.
Half an inch?
Yeah.
Hey, is this Andy?
Yes.
Well, Andy, you can lose half an inch by peeing.
Okay.
You cannot. Not when you're 450 pounds. You know what I found out today is that Andy has a scale that goes up to 400, and when he got on it, the thing, like, the numbers all went crazy, like on those Bugs Bunny cartoons.
You mean it went to one again?
It went... It means he's...
I went to 400 and I passed and it started over again.
Yeah, it went like the springs popped out, like in the cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Boing, oing, 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 oing.
I said he probably lives by one of those truck stops with the scales. You just go there, I mean.
Yeah, that works.
The nearest truck stop is an hour away.
Oh, then he'd up getting
fucked.
Oh,
you know, you can walk there and burn a few calories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, what are you up to? Oh, I can't.
You try the Amish diet.
What's that?
Eat anything you want. Eat anything you want as long as you walk at least 60 miles a day.
Why is that Amish?
Is that what they do? I did the smoking version.
They did a study on these Amish farmers, and they noticed the Amish have very high-calorie diets. I mean, they eat everything, 3 meals a day.
But they're ugly, too. But
they put pedometers on the farmers, and one guy was walking 60 to 70 miles a day.
Okay.
But they're ugly.
Oh, yeah. And they have bad fashion sense.
Yeah, I'd rather be a fat than Amish, I think. Wouldn't you, Andy?
They don't like the gays either.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Why the fuck are there so many goddamn people at the grocery store?
Max, is that you?
Who's that talking?
Oh, Stacy, that's Cheryl. It's Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl, have you ever met Stacy of the Karma Banks?
Yes, yes. He talks about me all the time on our programs.
I do, and I just saw a picture of you. Mrs. Slocum showed it to me.
Oh, honey, that is so wonderful.
You look so hot in your bikini.
Oh, I know, aren't I pretty, Moon?
She's the poster child for melanoma.
Metabolic.
I'm here with Max, too.
So, Max, what's going on with the markets? Is it time to start selling apples?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to know? You want to start selling apples?
Not the computers.
I gotta go.
Okay, good. Bye, Cheryl.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
honey.
I got fucked. Hey, listen, Max. I want to know about what happened with that 500-point thing, and it sounded very, very sort of suspicious to me how that all happened. And then they're talking about the computers being overloaded. What went on there? And what should we expect to happen?
Well, you know, the rest of the world hates America, and they're dumping American assets and American bonds and American dollars.
Uh-huh.
And the U.S. is trying to defend itself as best that it can by printing more dollars. But, of course, that only makes the problem worse.
Yeah. Now... So what should we be doing about this? I believe I spoke to you last May. Yeah.
At the time we were talking about gold, and gold is still a good place to be. So that's still a good place for people to protect themselves.
The Japanese yen.
Uh-huh. What? Are you serious? We should buy the yen?
Yeah.
What about the euro?
The euro is good, but the yen is the one, as the dollar falls, the yen will go up the most, because that's where the dollar is so strong, because people are borrowing in yen, driving the price down. So it'll go, yen carry trade, they call it.
Now, I heard on the news this week that China became our biggest creditor. Next to, or is it debt, or I always forget which is which, next, and beat Japan in that.
Yeah, that's true.
But now...
Yes, the two biggest are Japan and China, remember, and they hate each other. So one of them will dump their dollars first.
So you
the
don't
difference,
think...
going back a few years, Ed, is past financial crises... For example, the long-term capital management crisis, which originated in Russia, or the Asian financial crisis of 98, the Mexican peso crisis. These are all foreign-born financial crises. This is a new experience. This is the rest of the world is dealing with an American financial crisis.
Why did it start in China? Why did the whole crash this week start in China?
That's Bill Streeter, by the way.
Hey, Max, this is Bill Streeter.
What was the question?
Well, China's a very leveraged economy, and the authorities in China were threatening to increase some of the regulations and basically the costs to eliminate some of the speculation. So this drove a lot of players out of the market, and that had a knock-on effect around the world. We saw that, obviously, in 1987. All these markets are connected.
So I don't remember where I heard this, but somewhere somebody said, it was some financial periodical, I think, and said something like, for the first time, like, the American economy can crash and the rest of the world will be fine, and that's never happened before. That's never been that way. Do you think that's true?
Well, since the end of World War II, it's been on a U.S. dollar standard.
Yeah.
And what the rest of the world is doing is they're insulating themselves from the U.S. dollar by establishing regional trading blocks. So, for example, Russia, Iran, and China have established their own trading bloc, which makes a huge farce in terms of the U.S. saber-rattling against Iran, because what they're doing is they're also simultaneously attacking Russia with all the European oil energy assets and China with a trillion in U.S. forex reserves. You know, half of all the American debt is owned by foreigners. 25% of all the American corporate debt is owned by foreigners. 25% of all of America's mortgage debt is owned by foreigners. So America, in a lot of ways, has lost the ability to control its own financial destiny.
You know what happened to me today? This is fucking unbelievable. I just was reading the mail, because I only read the mail about every 2 months. I have my bills on auto pay. I got a credit card in the mail from British. It's a British Petroleum Visa card. And it's a renewal. It says, please peel it and reactivate your new card. Like you know, you get when you have a card and that expires, so they send you a new one, right? I have never ordered this card. I've never had this card. I don't even have a Visa card. And they send me this. This must be some new tactic. They send me a card that I'm just supposed to call and activate. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, well, you know, after they passed a law last year outlawing bankruptcy, because they were afraid of a lot of people in America not having the economic wherewithal to pay back their debts, those same people, and there was roughly, I think, 4 million of these people targeted, received a flood of new credit card offers.
Yep.
So it's abuse. It's a, you see, the financial markets, the banks, they abuse what's called predatory lending.
Yeah.
They load people up with debt who they know can't afford it, but they are able to sell that debt off for a fee, and they leave people with these debts, and it's no different than pushing drugs in the ghetto, except they push debt in the ghetto. It's the same mentality by the same people.
Yeah, you get those checks that are basically just loans as soon as you, it's like for $25,000. Cash this check, you get $25,000. It's really a loan.
Exactly, and they'll charge you 30% on that loan on money that they've borrowed in Tokyo for close to 0%. You see, that's why you've got this this phenomenon, which is unwinding, is that in Japan, there's been this period of people borrowing in Japan at close to 0% and then repackaging those loans as credit card loans in America. Well, eventually, the interest rates are going to start moving up in Japan, and as a result, people have to unwind this game that goes on between borrowing in one country and lending in another country.
Yeah.
And the big loser when the music stops, it's just a huge game of debt merry-go-round or debt musical chairs.
Right.
And when the music stops, the country without a chair for the first time since World War II is going to be the United States.
Well, because there's no chairs big enough.
Exactly.
Big fat asses.
Did you watch the Academy Awards?
No.
Well, it was funny because Ellen DeGeneres was the host, and she made a joke, and it didn't go over well at all. She's like, wow. I can't remember what it was, but she basically was saying, gosh, you know, Americans need bigger chairs. Americans are so fat, they need bigger chairs. And, like, nobody laughed at it. I thought it was funny, though.
Yeah.
It was fucking funny. Do you remember what she said, Bill? Were you watching?
It wasn't funny. It was true.
Oh.
Everybody's like it.
Yeah.
Well, there was another good story. We just heard a radio show on financialsense.com, and they were talking about the Atlantic Ocean is as warm right now in January as it is in spring. So they're saying that there's going to be a giant hurricane season once again. You guys might like that there.
November.
This summer, starting from June.
The number of Category 5 hurricanes should be at least 2, but probably many more.
Well, I was watching a PBS special, and they were talking about how basically everything south of Orlando was originally the Everglades. It was all swampland,
mm-hmm.
which means you have the same thing as New Orleans. So that's why you're going to have, after a few years, we're just going to have Lake Okeechobee and then a couple alligators in the ocean.
Well, the thing that makes Florida, Florida, there was no Florida until the invention of the air conditioner. Now, the cost of running air conditioning and energy is going to be such where people won't really be able to afford air conditioning. So you're going to find Florida reverting back to the swamp from where it came.
That'd be fine.
I thought you liked Florida, man.
Oh, I do, kind of. I don't like Florida, but I have people I really like there, but they're going to move. I think they're going to move somewhere. Because I've been telling them about this, and they have property there. And they're seriously considering moving to, like, Nova Scotia.
That's going to be in the Hurricane Alley soon, though.
Oh, God, do you think? Really?
Maybe in 100 years.
I just want the locks, but they say the property's cheap there. And huge. And there's a lot of artists there.
Oh, yeah.
So in Nova Scotia?
Cool. Nova Scotia. Plus,
so
they have
the other
lots.
Guest on the phone?
Bill Streeter does a very popular podcast called Lo-Fi St. Louis.
All right. And
he's with PodTech.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of Robert Scoble's group.
Who's Andy Melton?
He's a fat person.
Who else is on
that? But he just lost a half an inch off his neck. I mean, off his waist.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe how many pounds is that, Andy?
9,000.
He's almost soon. He's going to not. Never mind. We already talked about it.
America
he's a
should
bit
start.
Big.
They're going to have to start. They're going to have to. They should go to stone. Instead, you should start weighing yourself in stone because it seems lighter.
What does
that mean?
You know,
so like 14 stone is something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's how British,
I could never figure that
that's
out.
How British,
stone metal.
But what's
it's,
kind
it's
of
about
stone?
14 pounds. It's about 14 pounds per stone.
Scones?
Stone.
No, Americans would call it scones.
Yeah, we'd eat the pounds of scones.
That's right.
That would be 29 stones.
Wow.
Well, that sounds lighter than that.
That's
teeny. 550 pounds.
You could fit into
it?
A size 4. So how's the Al Jazeera show going?
Our next show comes out in the next week or two.
How many have you done so far? How many have been out shown so far? Is this the second?
We've shown one, and there are two coming out this month. Uh-huh. One about the markets being rigged, and one about the World Bank. And they both come out this month. And then we're making 6 more right now.
Oh, wow. So tell me, I was starting to ask before, but I don't understand what happened the other day when they had a 500-point drop within, like, 10 minutes. And then they, like, the machines, they said that it's broken, and they turned it off, and they said it was some sort of adjustment because the trading went, did that really happen, or is that just bullshit?
I'll give you a little history on that.
Okay.
In this so-called free market capitalism, it's supposed to be supply and demand that is determining the price. Back in 1987, during the crash of 87, Ronald Reagan, Robert Rubin, and Alan Greenspan got together, and they started what's called the Working Group on Financial Markets, which also has another name now called the Plunge Protection Team. Basically, the federal government is its own stockbroker now. So when the stock market goes down more than the federal government thinks that they want it to go down, the federal government uses federal money to play the market. So when the markets are down 500 points, the Fed, there's a broker dealer, federal government employee, who is buying futures contracts
with
on
what
behalf
money?
Of the federal government. Excuse me?
With what money?
Taxpayer money, effectively, or money that they obviously have access to the printing presses, and they can loan money into it. They can use margin. They can loan money. Their credit is AAA credit. They are effectively buying. They use a lot. As a matter of fact, it's been shown they use a lot of banks in the Cayman Islands to do a lot of this buying and selling in the marketplace. And so when other traders see that the Feds come in and are buying the markets, yeah, they then follow suit. So what you have is language in the marketplace. It started under Greenspan. They referred to something called the Greenspan put. Well, now they refer to it as either the Hank Paulson put or the Ben Bernanke put. And what
puts?
This means is that...
Did you say puts?
Put, P-U-T.
Okay.
A put is an option, effectively, that gives... What they're saying in this case is that there's a floor at which the government will step in and support the market, which is a complete contradiction of the entire free market, supposedly free market capitalist system. But there you have it. So traders, professional traders, know that the government and their incredible buying power is a player, and the government will telegraph when it's coming in. So when the markets are down 500 points or so, traders know the telltale signs when the Feds are coming in. They reverse their positions, and they're all in the markets together, trading the markets. They're trying to do whatever they can to stop what is an inevitability, in my opinion, which is a total debasement of the U.S. dollar, because all that money that they're using to fight these markets eventually ends up in the system in the form of monetary inflation, which, of course, always ends up as price inflation. And so I think it's a losing battle.
If that's the case, then why did that tech crash happen despite that? I mean, why weren't they able to bail us out of that, the government? Why didn't they bail us out of that tech crash?
That was a slow crash.
Well, you know that if you remember back in 2000, the information... Well, here's my take on that situation. You can, you know, I have, you know, as you know, there, I have my thoughts are informed politically. As you know, back in that period, the internet, the technology industry was riding very high. The bandwidth penetration was growing. The capitalizations of companies like Cisco and these other internet companies were huge. And it was clearly a new economy was emerging. Mm-hmm. Now, this meant that a lot of stocks like Halliburton, the defense contractors, all these old economy stocks were trading them. The tobacco companies were trading at multi-year lows, the pharmaceutical companies. So there was tremendous pressure to put an old economy guy in office. And I think that the Feds could have done something. Obviously, Greenspan, when he said there was an irrational exuberance, he could have raised the margin rate to take some of that fluff out of the markets. They did not do so. What we ended up with in 2000 was somebody who represents the old economy, and he saw since Bush came into office, tobacco stocks have risen, defense contractor stocks have risen, all these old economy stocks have risen. And so it was helpful for them to not defend these new economy stocks, because the new economy is something that really challenges the old way of doing business. Now, six, seven years later, through Web 2.0 and through greater broadband penetration, the new economy...
Belly button, Lance.
Yeah, but I think, Madge, were you talking about the technology, the Dow Jones Index fell 170 points in a minute because there was a mistake in the technology?
Yeah.
The sell orders weren't...
Oh, well, I mean, in last week, you know, it's interesting. Again, yeah, the... back in 87, during the crash, after the crash, they instituted what are called collars, so that when the market goes down on a certain point basis, they these collars are instituted to slow down markets. But they do it on a point basis. They don't really do it on a percentage basis. And the sell orders which came in, the technology was simply overwhelmed. And this is one... a problem, obviously, for them.
Okay, so it really was overwhelmed. I just thought maybe they were lying in order to keep it from... Basically, I thought maybe they said that, but really they just shut the systems down because they
The systems are overwhelmed. They try to keep up to make them functional. But the system, if there is truly a bank run, a run on the system, the technology won't be able to handle it.
It's interesting because I was watching this movie, The Great Ziegfeld, yesterday from like 1941, and it's about... You know, Ziegfeld, who died the year of the Depression because he had just lost a ton of money. But I thought it was interesting because it was the same. There was something else that was similar going on that was probably unrelated. But they had vaudeville and Broadway on one end, and then they had the filmmaking. And then Hollywood sprung up and started taking all of the vaudeville stars. And then vaudeville crashed around the same time that the Depression came. I just thought it was kind of interesting because there's definitely a similarity between vaudeville and Hollywood and, you know, old media and whatever the fuck this is, schlock media. Schlock 2.0.
They did a profile on Bill Wyatt, who's the CEO of William Morris. Mm-hmm.
Jim Wyatt.
It's a 100-year-old company. You know, they only do about $250 million a year in sales. I think the whole talent agency business in Hollywood is at risk because
they don't do anything.
Well, you don't need the monopoly in place to sustain, to build up these phenomenal phenomenons when you have people's eyeballs are migrating toward internet, related phenomenons. So they're desperately trying to diversify into the corporate business, into PR, into marketing. You know, William Morris is becoming really just a competitor to, Publicis or any of the other big public relations firm. The idea of monopolizing talent in Hollywood, I think that business model is on the way out.
Mm-hmm. I do too. But now, what was Stacey saying? Now, my iPod, I haven't loaded it since Tuesday, but on the last show that you did that I heard, you were talking about Canuga. What's going on?
Yeah, we're here. My screen has disappeared.
So what's going on with Canuga? You were saying something's happening on Tuesday? Was that last Tuesday or next Tuesday?
Yeah, Canuga is up, and we've got these Al Jazeera deals that are being financed through Canuga. So the management over at Al Jazeera has given us 100% of the copyright to work with, and we're going to pass the copyright ownership on to Canuga members. So people who are members of Canuga will own a piece of these films going forward.
So how can I do that?
It's a way that I came up with. I'm sorry?
How do you spell that, Canuga?
K-I-N-O-O-G-A.
Do you know what it is, Bill?
Yeah, it's that, isn't it a way of financing media projects?
Yeah. So I've got this patent pending on this auction technology that allows for fractional copyright ownership to be auctioned by pre-sellers of downloads, and that the fractional copyright ownership is embedded in the purchase. So if you need $100,000, you pre-sell 10,000 downloads, and if you're giving away 50 points of your back end on future sales, then those 50 points are divided amongst the 10,000 download pre-buyers that are financing the film.
I'm looking at this site. This looks much better. I haven't seen it since it was like last year. It looks like a real website now. That's cool. When did you go live with this?
I made a very interesting strategic decision a few days ago because I had, if you're in the technology business at all, you end up with sometimes contention within the technology department itself between the guys doing the deep level code, source code writing and mid level and the top level. And I was finding myself at a loss to get this all organized. So I made a very important strategic decision. I handed everything over to Stacy.
Yeah, that's smart, Max. So
you do see the new look, but it's actually only it's alpha right now. We're You know, we're still implementing some of the functionalities to the actual interface. So
yeah, because none of the buttons are working that I'm pressing.
Yeah. You what? What's that?
None of the buttons I'm pressing are working.
Well, you have to sign in.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still significantly buggy right now.
If I had to sign in before.
Today's volume zero.
If I had to sign in before, like last year, will it still work?
Yeah, yeah. Your username and password will be the same.
I don't remember what it was. But.
Yeah, I think I signed in to this. I created an account last year when I first heard about it, but I don't think I signed in.
Oh, forgot password here. Let's see.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been the most elegant rollout in the history of technology, but I think we've got good momentum now, and I think we're making good progress on a daily basis.
But why do you have to sign in before you can press how it works? That doesn't really make sense. I mean, you should be able to find out how it works before you sign in, right?
Well, that came up for me without signing in.
Yeah, that should come up without signing in.
Maybe your computer's frozen.
No, I'm using Safari, if that matters. Well, we can talk about that later.
Try Firefox.
Okay. Once humans have finally died out. I don't know. I think it's just a natural system. I think that, you know, if the world can't stop us through, you know, diplomacy, they're going to just kill us, our economy. It's so, there's the only way, right? Am I right?
Well, I was reading something very interesting.
Oh, it came up. It came up. It just took a while. Okay.
You know, there's, as you get more and more of these surveillance cameras in place, there's more of an op. You know, we talked about this, Madge, a few times. Remember, you're in Florida, and you were talking to some woman on the street, and you were saying, you know, surveillance stinks. And the woman said, I got nothing to hide, right?
Right, right. Because she has a son named Shmui Bateach, who's some right-wing, you know, Zionist guy that, yeah, Shmui Bateach. Yeah, I remember.
Well, I was reading something. We'll send you the link to this. It's kind of interesting. The point is really not security of the surveillance. The point is revenue. And there are thousands of laws in the books that could be monetized if surveillance were improved. You already have a taste of it with the surveillance cameras at intersections that can pick up people and send them a fine in the mail. But there are thousands of laws. There's many, many laws all over the states which prohibit certain behavior. And so a lot of the laws are contradictory. And once you put in these surveillance cameras that are hooked into computers, you're going to find people getting a lot more fines in the mail for things that they didn't even know were against the law. You know, jaywalking. There's a move, actually, in New York City outlawing the use of racial epithets. So once you put in these cameras and microphones, if you speak a racial epithet, you'll get a fine. You'll get a $20 fine.
I know, but I was listening to Howard Stern, and they were just saying nigger nonstop in order to, you know, protest it, I guess.
Yeah, but that's different. He's an aristocrat. Howard Stern is an aristocrat. He's a made man. He's a mafia capo. He's got half a billion dollars to insulate himself. We outsourced our free speech to somebody like Howard Stern. We don't enjoy that same free speech. We don't enjoy that free speech under this new surveillance state. And Rockwell, the defense contractor, is putting up a whole series of these huge low-flying blimps that are going to have high-resolution cameras covering 750-square-mile radius, which can pick up Andy tattoos.
Maybe Andy can get a job. How low do they fly?
No, but you know the fact is there are tens of thousands of laws on the books, but they're not enforced. It's because there's you know, not enough manpower to do it, and not enough knowledge to even know what the laws are. But once they, you know, enter those in with a Google search and know all the laws that are on the book, and there's a computer up in the sky checking to see if you've broken the law that you didn't even know existed.
You know what they have in Chicago? It's the strangest thing. They just added this while I was gone over the summer. There are these telephone poles in some of the neighborhoods, of course only the black neighborhoods, and they have... They're telephone poles, and they have a blue, like, cube on top, pretty large. Oh, and on top of that is a blue police siren. And this blue police siren is always spinning, and it's a camera zone, and they have police actively watching each one of them at all times, and people get arrested through the, like, they, you know, if they see something going on, they send a cop right away. So, but the problem
is...
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
So the problem is they work. So what do you do, you know? The problem is people don't get... People in America don't understand principles anymore. Like they have a debate on torture. And when I said to my mother, because even she's like, well, what if torture could save a little girl from being molested? I said, but what if cannibalism... What if cannibalism could save a child from molestation? You know, I mean, some things you don't do because they're completely immoral. It's not because they might work. I mean, if you eat the child molester, he won't, you know, he won't molest anyone. But you,
I think Americans have totally forgotten that back in the 18th century, there was a very smart group of guys, the founders of the United States, who weighed the pros and cons of all of these issues. They've already been revisited already. Mm-hmm. And they decided that after weighing the pros and cons, that a system that respected civil rights and these freedoms as protected were outweighed the cons of what might be the negatives. And we've already been through this, but people don't even understand that they are living as a result of extraordinary intelligence and of a system that was already designed. So you're throwing away a once in a multi-hundred year phenomenon, really, to throw away American democracy as it's being tossed aside into the gutter in this fashion, for people to have to realize that they're going to have to start all the way back from the beginning and go through all this all over again. But it's already been done for us, but of course that has no value.
Yeah. Well, I don't give a shit. I mean, I do, but I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of do, but I also find it entertaining. I don't know why.
It is entertaining.
Yeah. Because people are so stupid. It's like watching the Three Stooges. I mean, it's pathetic. They're idiots, but it's fun to watch because they're just so dumb. Yeah, hitting each other in the head, bonking each other, you know, making those funny noises. That's Dick Cheney.
Making funny noises?
Yeah, you know, woo, 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 woo.
Moe, Larry, and Curly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like now we have 300 million stooges. Oh, my God, we had our election. It was such a joke. Nobody votes. It was for the mayor of Chicago. And I voted. My friend David, he's like, you voted? Why? I'm like, because everybody knows Mayor Daley would never lose. And plus, he had his own people as the opposing candidates, and he had two other. You know, there was just no way he could lose. And so I went into to vote in my building, and they had all the voting booths turned around. So you could see everybody's votes. Everybody's voting. Like, they had it, like, it was like in open voting. It was like an open book voting.
Do they have electronic voting there yet?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes for the bigger, for the, like, national elections, we do. But it's like they have those giant pieces of paper that you fill in and then you stick it into a machine. It's weird. Chicago's always...
Optical scan.
Voting in Chicago's always been a joke. But we're Democrats, so nobody cares.
Yeah, we have an election here on Tuesday.
San Luis? I think I'm flying through St. Louis in April, actually. Back from Miami or something. No.
You're going to be here for more than an hour?
April 26th, no. No.
It's a horrible airport. Actually, the St. Louis airport's nice because it's small.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk across. You know, one
into the other. All right. Well, I should wrap up. Do you have any closing comments to inspire us here in America, Max and Stacy?
Get out while you still can.
That's inspiring.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I still
have
my family and friends here. I don't mind being guests.
Yeah, I do. About 6 months ago or so, you mentioned... a online bank where you could bank in gold, and I don't remember. I could never find it.
Yeah.
What is that?
There were two of them. You mentioned
goldmoney.com.
Oh, goldmoney.com. Got it.
Gold money or go money?
Gold.
And didn't you say Monex was one?
No.
There was another one.
Oh. Goldmoney.com is very good because you send them a check for $1,000 and they put it into gold at the spot price with a very, very, very reasonable fee. I don't know what the fee is, but it's like very, very small. Anytime that you need cash, you simply write a check and they just sell the gold and send you the cash. It's like having a checking account based in gold. And they're coming out with a credit card or a debit card later this year to make it even easier to use the service.
And let's
plus, get... Plus, they actually, when you put the $1,000 with them as well, they buy gold, which is held in London and at Lloyd's. So it's not in America, which often confiscates gold when the markets crash.
Yeah. America has had a history of confiscating gold. Britain has never confiscated.
Yeah, I don't think people get that. When they took the gold standard away, they took everybody's gold. Right?
No. That's actually when they allowed. They took it. It was illegal for Americans to own gold from 1933 until 1971 or 72.
Right, but in addition to that, I mean, basically, when they took the gold standard away, didn't they just take everybody's gold away? Because all that money could have been exchanged for gold, right? It's basically a gold certificate.
No, Americans didn't have any gold.
But they had a gold standard, didn't
Americans
they?
They weren't allowed to own it from 1933 to 1972.
Right, but before that, when it did have a gold standard.
Before 1933, before the Great Depression, during the Great Depression, they literally confiscated Americans' gold.
Yeah. So that's nice. Now, given the choice, like, let's say I'm an American, I have $3,000 in credit debt at, like, 6%. What do I do? And let's say I have $10,000. I could either pay off that debt or buy gold. What do I do, in your opinion?
Well, the first step towards sanity is to pay off all your debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to
make fair enough. If you have a deposit in gold, it pays zero interest. Mm-hmm. But the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar could very easily decline 50%. So although your gold does not pay an interest, the price could go from $650 an ounce to $2,300 an ounce.
Right.
So the loss of your purchasing power will be made up in the increase in the purchasing power of your gold.
But you suggest paying off all debts before doing that, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Pay your debts off. Don't carry any debts.
That's what they always say. If you want to make 18% on your money, pay off your credit card.
That's a good idea. And what about the mortgage, though? I still have to have a mortgage for the tax deductions. Right? I mean, you can't pay off mortgage. I mean, assuming I could, which I can.
The housing market, you know, we're just seeing the beginning of a very nasty financial phenomenon of a lot of these banks who have made very risky loans. Do you remember the savings and loan crisis from the 1980s?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, you had, as a result of that, I was living in New York at the time, real estate markets, because of that flood of properties that were dumped onto the market and because of the recession that came after the 1987 crash, you know, real estate was really in the bad shape. This collapse in the subprime lending markets and the mortgage markets is really a magnitude greater in shock than the savings and loan crisis, quite a bit bigger. So yeah. Real estate, we're talking about a lot of people who are going to have negative equity on their homes, who are going to be forced to sell. Even if you have paid cash for your house, the doesn't mean that you know the equity in the neighborhood is going to drop substantially. So therefore, it gets back to gold. I think gold is a place to be.
Yeah, but you can't live in a gold. You can't live in gold.
No, but you can. It is.
Who's making that goddamn noise?
It's still a currency. It's still a currency. Whereas your house, if nobody's buying your house even for a penny on the dollar, it's completely unusable. As you can't do anything with it. There's simply no market for housing. The housing market. I mean, you know, not to be alarming, but I mean, you could get to a point where there's literally no transactions at all, at any price.
Yeah. Well, my house has gone up probably, 25% since I got it, maybe more. But I don't want to sell it just because I can't clean. Like, I could never clean it to the point where I could sell it. I'm just so fucking lazy. And you have to.
People to do that for
us. Oh, please. You know, I just trust. There's nobody who would clean my apartment. I don't believe that. It's embarrassing.
It's tough to look at one's house purely as an investment vehicle. You have a lot of emotions attached to it. But markets don't have that. Don't really see it in that way. You know, I would just focus on getting out of debt. And as I told you before, there's a really good website out there called Europac.net. This guy, Peter Schiff, his writing is fantastic about in a very rational way. I tend to veer toward the entertaining histrionics because I'm a podcaster, right? Whereas Peter Schiff is very lucid, down-to-earth guy, but making the same points. He's got excellent ideas about what the go-forward is, where to position yourself in these difficult, turbulent times.
Madge, we need to go because we've got to do a conference call.
Well, thanks very much, and let me know when that Al Jazeera thing is on your Canuga site.
Okay.
Thanks, Madge. We love you.
You too. Take care. Regards
nice
to
you guys.
Europe.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.